You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
36 hours, when I was in Dubai for the Carl Frampton fight, some tailors just contacted me and said, Spence, we'd like to make you a suit. I was like, all right, cool. You know, some geezer picked me up, took me down to get the suit. Went down to the suit. They cut me a suit in 36 hours. Like, I picked the fabric and they cut this for me 36 hours. That, the shirt, everything. So I was like, yeah. Oh, you're filming, are you, you little slag?
You're living the life, aren't you? When I went to Dubai, someone asked me if they could make me a suit.
You know what? Yeah, but I'm just telling you the truth. So I got a big up suited and booted.
That is mustard, by the way.
Yeah, thank you very much. Suited and booted. They cut me a nice three-piece suit. And yeah, so thank you very much to you guys. So I gave you a plug on Big IFL. Now watch all the hate comments. That flash, this, that can't stand him. Makes me sink, he does. He makes me sink. Oh, Spencer X. Like, I'm going to be able, like that. People don't understand how much of a compliment that is that you could put me like as Spencer X. You know what I mean? Malcolm X is a hero, period. And I'm not talking about Malcolm X, who's in the Nation of Islam. More so, Malcolm X, who changed his name to Malik El Shabazz when he made Hajj and went to Mecca and Medina. And then he said, like, there was no difference between the white man and the black man and anybody else, because if you're under the tutelage of Islam, the teaching of Islam, and Islam to encompass everyone means peace and love, and those who are under the submission of God, simple as that, all right? One human family. There's no color in this thing. We are one human family. Energy goes where it flows.
One human family. Agreed. Spencer, boxing. It's just nuts, isn't it? Like, we've been at a show where we've just watched Danny Dignam basically split his eye to the point where you can see his brain. And then on the other side of the pond, at the same weight, someone that he's gunning for has just been stolen. I'm not being funny. It looked like it.
Are you trying to say that Danny Dignam's not that intelligent, that his brain's on the outside? Is that what you're trying to say there? Careful now, Oscar. Careful. You know what I mean? You saw what happened to Umar when he got a bit too big for his boots.
Now, big up Umar.
I've got big up. No, I was finally getting inside. Big up Umar because we did the quarantine in separate hotels, but we kept in contact with each other right throughout. Like,
how was it awful of it?
No, I ain't gonna lie to you. I got treated really good, man. So, yeah, I mean, I got a big up everyone down at Heathrow. At the Heathrow, I was stayed in a Holiday Inn. Can you imagine? I was in Dubai and I stayed in the Boulevard Address Hotel, which is incredible. It's like, I mean, it's beyond the 5-star hotel. And then I get put into this 3-star hotel, but they gave me their best room there. Right, so thank God that all you people who keep on commenting, you're keeping me relevant, because the thing about it is this, is like when I turn up and they say, "Are you Spencer Ferron?" I said, "Yes, I am." They said, "Oh, we can give you a better room." They gave me one of the best rooms there. I did 10 nights in there. The hardest thing was staying away from my children, which was horrible. And then I came out for one day, I slept. Then I had to be on the train to be up here to cover this show for ESPN, IFL, the MTK Global Show. The shows keep on getting better and better. And I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for the position that I'm in.
Big up Heathrow, that's my area. Big up Heathrow. Big up, yeah. No. Well, Hillingdon, 2 minutes outside of Heathrow.
Bro, I'm telling you this now, yeah. How I got treated there, or even by the staff, the security, is like for MTK Global Foundation. I went to Pakistan. What was that 2 years ago? I went to Pakistan where we did charity work out. Well, it's actually corporate social responsibility work that I did, right, for the company, and I was out. I went to a couple orphanages. We got invited by the Prime Minister of Pakistan, Imran Khan, and it was wicked. I went there with Oxford Creative Hub and one of my brothers, Wasim. He took us out there. So when I was out there, I was on PTV, which is their biggest channel. Me and Ian Rush, the football legend, right? So wicked, isn't it, right? So when we was out there, like loads of the guys who were working on security at the hotel where I was at in the UK were from Pakistan, so they just gave me loads of squeezes. So I was really, it was really cool. And like, you know what I mean? I started Ramadan in there as well. They was like coming, giving me prayer mats, knocking my door in the early hours, making sure that I had food prior to me going and starting the fast. Seriously, I had a really, really good time.
I'm pleased to hear that, and I'm love to see Heathrow get some love as well.
Yeah, man, big up the people at Heathrow, man. Seriously, they treated me so, so nice. You know what I mean?
Brilliant.
I was like, free at last.
Yeah. And then you're straight down here. Before we talk about tonight, I just want to quickly talk about Demetrius Andre Liam Williams. We were all sort of brushing over it, trying to watch it. whilst events were going on here in Bolton. Gutted for Liam. Feel like he had a gut check. Feel like he perhaps gave Demetrius a gut check as well. Not the result we wanted as Brits, but yeah, just gutted for Liam, really.
I'm gutted for him because you know what? Liam went there to win. And when he went down the second round, I said, please, I don't want it for it to end so early because then it's like, oh, well, yeah. He put a really good performance in, even though he came out second best. And he lost comprehensively as well, but he made it competitive. And you know what I mean? And I do really feel it for Andrade. You know what I mean? Because is he going to be boo-boo or is he going to be doo-doo? Because I'm just keeping it 100. He needs a standout performance because there's talk that he's going to put down the 160 title and move up to 168. You can't go up to 168 and expect to get those big fights against a Caleb Plant, to get those big fights, right? You know what I mean? To get those big fights, Lee and the guy, right? To get those big fights against a Billy Joe or David Benavidez, you got to put in a wild performance. You're very, very skilled and very, very talented, but it's like you just do enough to win. And boxing is a little bit more than that. Boxing and I don't know. And he knows that as well because he's been a two-weight world champion as well. And he's going to try and campaign for his third weight title. He's going to have to put in something a little bit better than that. And that's no disrespect to him because he's fantastic. But he needs to do something to give us that whoa. Like in Black Rob, rest in peace, Black Rob. But he's got to give that whoa kind of thing. And he's not giving it right now.
Did it look like we was going to get that statement performance when he drops Liam early? Yeah, and it looks like his uppercut, he's throwing it from his feet. It looks like Liam's head's going to go through the roof in Florida. Do you know what I mean? It looks like we're going to get that standout performance.
Yeah. It did look that way. But then it's a kind of no-win situation for him. Because if he'd have done him in two rounds, well, who did you really fight? Or you know what? I'm just glad that Liam went the 12 rounds. Because if that title does become vacant now, he'll have a chance to get a shot at it.
And you see Liam as a world-level fighter?
Well, he just went 12 rounds with like one of the best middleweights in the world, right? So we can't turn around and say that he's at that level now. So what he's got to do is try and maintain it and stay there.
All I want to see at 160 is unifications. And just bugging me. But yeah, Demetrius moves up. Liam gets a shot of the vacant, who knows? I want to talk about tonight. So we just watched Danny Dignam and Andre Sorokin. Danny's ranked highly with the WBO. I know if he wasn't fighting, he'd have had an eye, of course, on Liam and Demetrius. What do you make of that fight tonight? Because despite the fact it was a ridiculously good fight, I sense sort of disappointment from Danny and his team.
Well, of course you're going to feel disappointment because a draw means that, you know what I mean, one judge went one way, one judge went the other way, and one judge saw it.
Fight.
Right, exactly. So one person thought he lost, but then one person thought he won, and another person thought that he kind of won, but he lost at the same time. So that's how it was. Right, so we can't be upset by that because I sat down there and I'm being unbiased as I can be, right? Because I like Danny, I really like his trainer as well, right? So I'm saying like the rounds that Sorokin won, he won them big, but they weren't 10-8 rounds, right? If he put a little bit more in, they could have been 10-8 rounds. So I think a draw was fair. It was fair. But obviously, Dan's going to think that he won the fight. You're going to think, no way, I won the fight. But, you know what I mean? If I was to sit down and say, well, you was just in a fight and I put them two together, you'd definitely think that Dan lost. You would. His face was smashed to bits. So, yeah, it is what it is. You know what I mean? And you know what I mean? It was still a good fight. They don't need a rematch. All he's got to do is just continue just doing what he's doing. I keep on defending his WBO European title that he has. And keep on climbing them rankings, and you never know where it could lead.
All right, thanks, Spence. Obviously, we could sit here all night and talk about the massive pay-per-view coming up with Parker and Jazora, potential Fury Joshua stuff. Just an exciting time. And like, if we're going to recap it quickly, we might as well say how well boxing's done in the pandemic now we're coming out towards the back end, because it looked like a real struggle at first. But how well has boxing dealt with these last 8 and 9 months, by the way?
The boxing has been fantastic across the board with the Queensbury shows, with the Matchroom shows, but more so with the MTK Global shows. They have been so consistent. There is like consistent, when I'm talking like on the level of matchmaking, Lee Eaton, right, who don't like the cameras too much, who likes to stay in the background and all the rest of it, right? Lee Eaton should be sole credited as a matchmaker, right? Because there has to be intelligence in matchmaking. He makes most of the matches. He's promoting the shows as well, right? For the global entity that is MTK Global, but also he's making the matches himself. So the good thing about it is this, he's actually a boxing fan. So he's saying like, what would I like to watch? And then he's got the powerhouse that is MTK Global behind him, and they can fund it for him to go there. How brilliant is that? That's why I'm here. That's why I will come out of my house and say, I'm working on these shows, right? I would do it for free, but they paid me too good, right? Nah, and then let me just say, rest in peace, DMX, and rest in peace, Black Rob, and also rest in peace, Prince Philip. Peace to Fingers, Oscar, it's always a pleasure because you're one of the real ones. Keep on doing what you're doing.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.